Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 138 today, verses 6 through 8. Psalm 138, verses 6 through 8. We're finishing the second half of the psalm written by David, and it says, "For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands." Now, folks, I wrote in my notes here as I was preparing for this radio challenge. I wrote in my notes, "If only we truly believed these words. God is near the humble, and he opposes the proud." James chapter 4, verse 6 tells that, that God gives grace to the humble and he opposes the proud. And not only is he near the humble, he has promised to fulfill his purposes for us, even in trouble. And he will never forsake the work of his hands. I want to just kind of remind you today with some scriptures and encourage you today from the scriptures. Romans chapter 15, by the way, talks to us in verses 4 and following about that everything was written in the past. All the scripture that was written in the past was written for our endurance and our encouragement and our instruction, that we may have hope. So let me give you some scripture that was written in the past as an encouragement for you, some instruction and some endurance, hopefully, in these days. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, Paul says this. He says, "I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." Did you catch that? "I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." Listen to Romans chapter 8, verse 28. "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose." Are you his child? Have you received his forgiveness? Has he come to indwell you and put his spirit within you and seal you as his? Well, he's promised that he's going to cause even the suffering that goes on in your life to work for good. And do you believe it? You know, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing." Romans chapter 15, verse 13. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that through the comfort of the Holy Spirit we may abound in peace and hope." Listen closely. God wants you to hear today that the Lord will fulfill his purposes for you. His steadfast love from the Lord, the Lord's steadfast love endures forever. That's what David wrote here. He said, even though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly. And the haughty, he knows from afar. "Even though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies. Your right hand delivers me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. And your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands." And oh, by the way, he's already promised, as we've already heard, that he won't. In Hebrews chapter 13, listen to verses 5 and 6. It says, "Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have." And we're to put our faith and our trust in the Lord and not money. "For he," God, "has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" I hope to be used of God today to instill some encouragement in your heart and some endurance in your heart from the scriptures. I'm not going to sit here and just give you pious platitudes and positive thinking. I want you to hear the word of God. If God is for you, who can be against you? Well, Jim, I know of a lot of people that are against me. No. Who can be against you and actually win? If God is for you, he who did not spare his own son, how will he not also with Jesus give you everything you need? Folks, if he's begun a good work, he will bring it to completion. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's going to cause even the suffering in our life to work out for the good. Be encouraged today. Believe these words. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for you if you humble yourself and just say, "Lord, my life is in your hands." And you will find out that he is a good God. The same David wrote another psalm, Psalm 34, where he wrote this, "O taste and see that the Lord is good." May you believe that today. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.